America's biggest sporting spectacle is suffering from a culture clash of sorts. Super Bowl 38 takes place this Sunday in Houston. As always, it'll be full of pizzazz, a tribute to the U.S. military, featuring Joint Chiefs Chairman Richard Myers, performances from Aerosmith, Willie Nelson, and Janet Jackson. But the two teams actually competing in the Super Bowl, the New England Patriots and the Carolina Panthers, don't seem to match all the glitz. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It was the star-studded Super Bowl event to end all star-studded Super Bowl events, at least for Wednesday night.
When you talk about bling, he was the original bling. When you talk about primetime, he was the original primetime. He is everything anybody wants to be. How's that, Dion? Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Deion Sanders, primetime.
You all could clap a little better than that.
Resplendent in gray suit and black fedora, former NFL star Neon Deion Sanders joined Access Hollywood TV host Pat O'Brien in a downtown Houston hotel. It was a strange pairing, but what the heck? In the run-up to the Super Bowl, each day brings a new celebrity mix and match. Sanders and O'Brien emceed an event in which New England wide receiver Troy Brown and Carolina receiver Steve Smith played a video football game against each other. Before it started, the hosts interviewed the two players.
You feeling the pressure?
Nah, I ain't feeling no pressure, man.
But why you sweating?
I don't sweat. I don't sweat too often, though.
How you doing?
I'm great. I'm doing real good.
You're scared? He's tearing up.
I ain't scared.
The players appeared a bit uncomfortable, seemingly overmatched by the two stage-savvy hosts. In that moment, you got a sense of the dynamic at this Super Bowl. Star power and pizzazz are all around, but not really part of the Patriots and Panthers. Listening to Carolina head coach John Fox reminds one of the old sports adage, how you play is who you are.
I've always believed the essence of football is being able to run it and being able to stop the run. It's hard to be successful offensively if you can't block, and it's hard to be successful defensively if you can't tackle.
Carolina's straight-ahead running, New England's short passing game, lots of defense on both sides. This has been called the blue-collar Super Bowl and derided as a championship game without sex appeal. When asked about player endorsement possibilities, a national sports marketer said Carolina's got nothing. And other than quarterback Tom Brady, New England's got nothing.
What should I? Well, I don't know. What do I need to do? Get a different haircut? What can I do? I don't know.
New England linebacker Ted Johnson says it's been the Patriots' M.O. forever, working hard and winning, largely out of the spotlight. New England won the Super Bowl 2 years ago. The team has won 14 straight games, the second longest single-season winning streak in NFL history. But the Patriots' no-frills, no-superstar approach to football, as Johnson puts it, just doesn't sell T-shirts.
That's the way our culture is. Unfortunately, it's just winning the way we do. The kind of guys we have on this team, you know, I don't think people are, it doesn't excite them, you know, and it's funny to me because I would think winning would.
Indeed, T-shirt and jersey sales at this Super Bowl may suffer because of a lack of marquee names, but other indications are that the game in Houston will be as big a hit financially as past championships. Scalpers are getting as much as $1,700 for a $500 face value ticket. ESPN Sports Business reporter Darren Ravel says the Super Bowl remains overwhelmingly popular regardless of the teams playing, and he says the NFL and its fans aren't completely captivated by individual star power because the game is much more of a collective effort.
John Elway wasn't throwing a pass to himself. He was being blocked by an offensive line. A wide receiver caught it. The game doesn't allow you to market that one, two, or three players.
Still, when Sunday is finished, the NFL will hand out a Most Valuable Player award, meaning at least for one day, someone will be a star. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Houston.